The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, Limits, why don't you repeat the report from Jerry Dulac of the Post-Gazette that you saw, please?
Yes, Joe. According to Jerry Dulac, Alex Highsmith is having an MRI today to determine the extent of his ankle injury, but Jerry is reporting that he's likely out 2 to 3 games. Nick Herbig due to be back on Sunday for the Steelers, so some reinforcements there.
Bob, that's unfortunate to say the least here, because I think we learned earlier this season just how important Alex Highsmith really is to the Steelers. On the other hand, they're better fortified to handle that kind of injury now than they have been at any time I can remember in their recent past because of Herbig. Did he say something about Herbig?
Yeah, Herbig will be back this week.
So Herbig's back. And Preston Smith was very noticeable to me yesterday. He snuffed out that quarterback pass and made a nice tackle there. It seemed like the Steelers seemed very well coached in that situation, almost like they were expecting something like that on the first play of the fourth quarter. But between him and Herbig, at least they have representative depth to sort of mitigate that situation. Having said that, you don't replace Highsmith. He's that good.
No. But you're in a situation where, like all teams at this point, you have to come up with replacements. And I think, again, Omar Khan understood that, you know, with the and there's soft tissue issues to injuries to Highsmith. There also was one for Herbig. It's taken a while when you get those, and you don't like them to recur. This is different. It's an ankle. But you can't have enough people. And when he made a trade to get him, that's a great pickup considering his history. He's older, yes, but he's had 8 seasons of at least 8 sacks. I mean, the guy is reliable. He's out there, and I think they're going to find out they're going to need him here in the next several weeks.
Bob, would you like to take a trip around the league with me?
Yes, I would. Let's go. Here we go.
Limits,
we
would you like to provide
traveling
some music?
Music.
We need some traveling music.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Limits has that. First, the game of the year, maybe the game of the century, and the game that really sells football across the world. Panthers 20, Giants 17. Bob?
I was more... the one thing that sticks out to me is that Sean Hockley's son, or Ed Hockley's son, decided to announce one of the penalties in German. I thought that was the best part of the entire day, because that's just a colossal, terrible game. And the Giants are now 2-8. And Carolina, say what you want, but Bryce Young has back-to-back wins.
Oh, I'll say what I want. They stink. Bob, could you plug my phone in over there? And it's very unfortunate because I had a Kenny Pickett number to read to you in comparison with Daniel Jones. And just as I was about to do it, my phone burned out. Thank you. You're kind and a generous man. Thank you for doing that. Next game. Boy, the first games on this list really stink. Patriots 19, Bears 3. I have a good friend named Kirk who's a big Bears fan from Chicago. He thought that Eberflus might be fired today, or at least the coordinators. Man, I thought either him, Mike McCarthy, or somebody else I was thinking of that could go down today. Maybe Doug Peterson would be the third guy. They really stink, Bob. And Caleb Williams is having a rotten rookie year. Maybe somebody should take note that it actually still works to sit for a while as a quarterback. Like, there's nothing wrong with sitting and learning for a little while.
But I think in this day and age, they're going to throw you right in there. First overall pick, you're expected to come in, and especially since they parted companies with Justin Fields, they needed someone right off the bat. Sometimes it does take time. Others can handle it. I think C.J. Stroud showed he could, and I think certainly a guy like Jaden Daniels can do that. But generally speaking, it's difficult to have a guy come in right off the bat and do what some of those guys have done. So, but hey, it is what it is. Their offense still sputters. They do not score points. The Chicago Bears are still the Chicago Bears that we've seen for the last several years.
Here's my Kenny Pickett number, because I know the entire nation was waiting for this, Bob. Daniel Jones stinks. The fewest pass touchdowns by a quarterback to start each of his team's first 10 games. This is in the last five seasons. 2023, Kenny Pickett with six has the fewest in that span, Bob. Guess who has all the next ones? Daniel Jones, eight. Trevor Lawrence, eight. Daniel Jones, eight. Daniel Jones, nine. And Daniel Jones, nine. Do you think it might be time, Giants, to move on from Daniel Jones? Bob, what are they doing? Well, what a bunch of idiots. Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think the kid's a tough kid, but they don't have much to work with there. And he throws the ball in various areas that he shouldn't at times. He just hasn't grown as a quarterback. But again, that's to my point earlier. When you have someone, you know, it was a sixth overall pick. They thought, so they have to give him the money they gave him, which is $145 million. It wasn't $300, but it was $145, and that really hurt you.
Next game, Bills 30, Colts 20.
So they're going to have to go over and do it again.
Nobody cares, and that's my fault. Bills 30, Colts 20. You have the Bills as your number one ranked team in the AFC, Bob. A quick thought on this game.
Well, Joe Flacco is Joe Flacco now. All of a sudden, he struggled last week. He threw three more interceptions. I think it's time for them to just say, you know what? Joe gave us a spark when we needed it, just like he did with Cleveland, but that spark doesn't last all that long. I would go back to Anthony Richardson if I'm there. Buffalo is going to win games because of Josh Allen. That's what they did. But to me, Indy has to find out. Let's find out if you're them. Go to Richardson.
Very odd with the Bills. Was Amari Cooper active for this game? I don't know.
I don't think he was.
All right. I mean, Josh Allen is doing this with his leading receivers being Mack Hollins, Khalil Shakir, Dawson Knox, Curtis Samuel, and Ty Johnson. I don't know anybody else in the league who's doing more with less than that guy. But once they get Cooper worked in, that makes them that much more dangerous. Chiefs 16, Broncos 14. This was actually annoying. I even think that if you asked Andy Reid and gave him truth serum, he wants his team to lose a game that they deserve to lose. And this was it, just to get the undefeated thing out of the way. You know what I mean?
Because yeah,
they're not going undefeated.
No, and it puts a lot of pressure on you. It's sort of like the Pitt volleyball team that swept every set from every team they were playing. Once in a while, you need to get hit in the face a little bit and see how you respond. And I think their loss to SMU opened that up, and now they're back on track. But you got to go through it a little bit. And boy, they should have lost maybe three or four games already at this point. And they're living a charmed life at 9-0. And sooner or later, their offense will get on track. But it's still a very good defensive team.
It's a great defensive team. And guess what? They're in Buffalo this Sunday.
That's the showdown, the big one.
That's the showdown. But they also get Cleveland and Carolina, I mean, and Vegas. Let's all be honest here. The road to the Super Bowl in the AFC is probably going through that place. Now, it didn't last year, but it's probably going through that place again. All right, nobody cares about Falcons Saints. Nobody really cares about 49ers Bucks. So let's move on to Vikings Jags. Not that anybody cares about this, except for the fact that a lot of us picked the Jags to win their division. They stink, Bob.
Well, Trevor Lawrence has been a big disappointment. Again, they had to come up with the money for him, and he's out with an injury. Mac Jones yesterday had to go in there and do. Doug Peterson's on a hot seat. Things have changed radically down there. But Minnesota's still a good team, and you can say what you want about Sam Darnold. Will he sort of come back to the pack? I think so. We've already seen that. But they're still 7-2, is it? Or 7-3, whatever their record is.
7-2, yep.
That's a pretty good record.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Well, he has thrown five interceptions in his last two games, 10 for the year. I'm not a Sam Darnold guy. I know you are, Limits. Are you starting to waver?
I'm really starting to get worried and concerned. I mean, the turnovers are kind of back to what we saw with the Jets. They beat a bad team by only posting 12 points. I'm concerned about Minnesota right now, especially they might be the third best team in their own division.
Chargers 27. Titans 17, the Chargers have not given up more than 20 points, and they've only done that once, and that was against the Steelers. In any game this season, I think that is a very solid football team, Bob. And I would be concerned. I mean, anybody can go to a Super Bowl. Why couldn't they?
No, they're absolutely. They're 6-3, and they could be a team that at the end of the day is going to be there, and they're going to be a tough out just because of the way they play defense. I will say this, though. One observation about the NFL. Normally, everyone's in this parity league where you have all these teams clamoring just to get into the playoffs. This year, the separation between the good and the bad is more pronounced than I've ever seen it in the NFL. There are a lot of bad teams, and they've been this way since week four of the season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's clear what teams are going to be in the playoffs and what teams are not.
Another notable instance in that game, Dr. Bud Dupree gets two sacks and a forced fumble. What if he suddenly comes on? He's only 31 still, Bob. He's got five sacks for them,
and
including
for the price,
three in the last three games.
For the price that they pay, that's a good deal for them, no
Interesting
doubt.
Interesting little development there. All right, next game, God bless me, Bob, is Eagles 34, Cowboys 6.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
The Cowboys have fallen apart. They're 0-4 at home. I think they're off to the worst start in point differential in their whole franchise history at home. Embarrassed yet again. How long for Mike McCarthy?
I don't think it's going to be much longer than after the season. Jerry Jones has a tendency not to do it in season. He will do it after the season. And that team is just going backwards. They have a lot of, and I blame a lot of this on Jerry Jones, by the way, who's still the GM. And to bring in Ezekiel Elliott when he had a chance to get somebody like Derrick Henry, are you kidding me? That's Ezekiel Elliott. It's not even close to what they need.
Jerry Jones has ruined the Cowboys. Let me ask you guys a question, though, Bob. You and our friend Wonder Twin. Rex Ryan is advocating for Deion Sanders as the Cowboys' next coach. Others advocating for Bill Belichick. If I gave you a choice of Deion or the sourpuss, which one are you going for, Bob?
I'm going to go Belichick. I think Florida State will end up with Deion Sanders.
Right, but if you had a choice, who would you pick?
Bill Belichick.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't. I think it's too early to try to make a conclusion about what Deion Sanders is as a head coach.
Limits?
Belichick by far. I mean, I think he's so much more. He's so much better of an NFL coach. I mean, we've never seen Deion in the NFL. And I think some of what Deion does at Colorado, I just don't really like and respect. I respect how his team is winning right now, but I don't think he would fit with the Cowboys. Too much drama. That would be adding on to it.
Too much drama for the Cowboys?
Yes. I think it would be adding on to drama. Mike McCarthy is a low-maintenance type of guy. I mean, he's definitely needs to be gone. But you add Deion, it just adds even more issues to Dallas, I think.
I think it adds an incredible level of entertainment. Which is why I want it to happen, but I'm probably with you guys. I'd probably go with Belichick. But what would I root for? Oh, my God. Deion coaching the Cowboys, Bob, would be amazing. Already, you watch every one of these shows every day all over any platform you're watching, and it's well known that the Cowboys bring in the best ratings. So you'll tune in on, you know, April 4th, and they'll be talking about Dak Prescott's next contract, legitimately. Because they know the Cowboys sell in a big way. Deion on the Cowboys, coaching the Cowboys, it would be every show, every day, all show long. There would be no room for any other team.
And that's fine. I just don't think it'll be done in the way that would lead them to any kind of promised land. I just think there's still too much to learn about what he has over there and how he coaches.
That'd be great if this was Hard Knocks or if this was the NFL trying to be WWE and all staged and fake. But Deion, I mean, I think there would just be too many issues there in terms of not being able to center enough focus, and that's where I'll leave it.
Cardinals 31, Jets 6. I'm taking enormous pleasure.
James Conner, baby.
Watching Aaron Rodgers and the Jets just go up in flames. I mean, this is tremendous. No touchdowns. And yeah, the Cardinals, if the Steelers aren't the biggest story in the NFL, it might just be your little Arizona Cardinals, Bob. Kyler Murray was unbelievable in this game.
He was, and James Conner continues to just do tremendous things out of that backfield, whether it's running or receiving. He's a touchdown maker. He's under the radar right now. Nobody really talks about him, but he's one of the best running backs in the National Football League, productivity-wise.
Kyler Murray, 22 of 24, 266 with a touchdown, and he ran for 21 and two touchdowns. What are his numbers like? Does he start to deserve to be in the MVP conversation?
Did you see what you just said? 22 of 24.
Yeah.
That's as accurate as you can be for a team. What's that percent? I'm not smart enough to figure out what that percentage is. What is that completion percentage?
It's got to be
80,
90. It's got to be over 90.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is. And he's slinging the ball all over the place. So they've gotten the best out of him, for sure.
What are the headlines in New York today, Limits, on the tabloids? Man, am I enjoying that part of this.
Here's just a few. Aaron Rodgers has been swallowed and eaten alive by the same old Jets. The joke is on Woody Johnson after his Jets dream team delusions, and Aaron Rodgers is officially a failed Jets savior. How about that?
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to go in his little dark space and just retreat from the world.
That might not be bad either. But usually they have those really catchy headlines. That's what I wanted to see, Limits, was you know,
crash landing.
Yeah, the wordplay and things like that. If you can find them, Daily News and New York Post.
You didn't like Swallowed and Eaten Alive by the same old Jets? That was the New York Post.
That was good. That was good. I did enjoy that. And then, Bob, a game I fell asleep during last night, much to my chagrin. I can't tell you how many times this happens that I give up on an NFL game, and it comes back like this. Jared Goff throws 5 interceptions, and yet the Lions win? C.J. Stroud was horrific in the second half. There's been a course correction here with your Houston Texans. They're simply not very good. Above average for sure, but I think a lot of people thought they had Diggs, and suddenly they're going to be, and I know he's been hurt, suddenly they're going to be a juggernaut. Like they're going to take off and challenge Kansas City at the top of the AFC. Not happening, is it?
No, I'm not going to rule them out yet, because I thought in the first half, that was the Texans team I expected to see week in and week out, or at least in most cases. I mean, they took apart Detroit in that first half of play. They were very good at defensively figuring out what Jared Goff was doing, and offensively, C.J. Stroud had 164 yards, 1 touchdown. The second half, it completely changed. Detroit's that kind of team, though. They can do that to you. So I'm not going to rule out Houston yet. I'm not.
Me neither, because they have C.J. Stroud, but they're lucky they're in the division that they're in, I'll say that, and they're a worse team than I thought they would be, and that's the worst I've ever seen him look in the second half yesterday. He was just flat out bad. But they still have a 2-game lead on the Colts. Bob, that was a wonderful trip around the league. Thank you for taking it with me. Limits, you as well.
Nice music.
Great to be here.
All right. Limits has another segment called Sounds of the Game. From the Steeler game, we're going to get some choice clips from the likes of George Pickens, Mike Tomlin, maybe a couple clips from actual game action. Then we'll riff on those, Bob, and then we'll just get back to our general theme today.
How about, by the way, speaking of that, Zach Frazier was the only one really come out and say what was going to happen on that last.
Yeah.
Hey, but Thomas, I'm not going to tell you where we're going. Russell Wilson, I'm not going to tell you where we're going. Everybody, I'm not going to tell you if we were to run a play or not. He said, no, we weren't running a play, period. We were just
zero chance.